I see minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, it's Dr. Martin Luther King. I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
What?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah, you gotta talk at them. Not with them.
Not over their head. You can't talk at them. You can't talk over their head.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully you're listening to this on our new podcast thing on iTunes or on Libsyn or on Google Play.
Oh, three, Pete.
Fine. I mean, it took a fucking week for me to get this shit together.
He did say that.
Oh my God. All right, I got a question for you.
Yep.
All right.
What
I would call is Black Activist Day, Martin Luther King Day. You know,
damn, just, Black Activist Day?
Well, you know, like I call it Malcolm X Day in my head because that's my guy.
Well, you call Martin Luther King Day Malcolm X Day.
That's it.
That's not a white thing to do at all.
Mr. Excitement, do you give a shit about it?
Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah.
No, I give a fuck about Martin Luther King, period. The day itself, I used to when we were in elementary school.
Goodbye, because you had a day off?
No, we had parades and shit. Like my hometown, they were big. You got to remember, man, we got to stay black.
Why can't they call it Malcolm X Day?
That's two different people, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, but okay.
The fuck?
You never met Martin Luther King.
You don't call fucking Columbus Day fucking...
No, they do. They change
Picasso
it.
Picasso Day.
It's called fucking Indigenous People Day. They changed
it. Well, goddamn, Columbus white-ass head is made for like 50 years, and he didn't never discover America. What the fuck?
It's not Columbus Day anymore.
Well, look, Dr. Martin Luther the King was definitely on a higher platform than Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, well, Christopher Columbus era. I'm saying is Malcolm X Day should exist.
I'm not opposed to that. Malcolm Little is one of my favorite people ever created by God himself.
Yeah.
But
What was his Muslim name? El Shabazz.
Wait, hold on. But
what?
But the fucked up thing about it. Everybody worked yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody who was off from.
No, I know.
Other than like my
banks,
nephew and
school
and shit. Oh, the bank was closed?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, bank. That's a.
Oh, so it is a national. Good for the banks, man. Shout out to y'all, blood sucking motherfuckers.
No, okay, but do you. Okay, what I'm saying is on that day, do you feel like. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Black power, like that kind of shit.
Nah, fuck no, man. But I used to run with. Martin Luther King. I feel like that every day, motherfucker. You already know that. Fuck, I'm black. I'm proud of this shit.
All right. I'm just curious.
You better not have no white day where you're not happy to be white. Fuck.
Every day I'm not happy to be white, but
I believe that. I do believe that.
All right. Fucking. I just want a bigger pecker, dog.
Red pecker wolf.
I'll tell you what day really excites me. It's Super Bowl with the fucking Vikings and the Patriots this year. What do you think, Kadir?
Nope. Patriots. Eagles. Now I'm a hater.
The fucking Eagles.
Just because they beat. All right.
Well, let's roll through them. Saturday games were fucking terrible.
Yes.
Okay. That Eagles game was so fucking boring.
Yes.
It was just a shitty game. I think they won on what, 5 field goals.
Shout out to Nick Foles.
Okay. And then the Patriots just smoked the Titans.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. Nick Foles gonna sneak in that that year when what's his name?
Trent Dilfer.
Didn't Brad Johnson win one too?
Yeah. With John Gruden.
Shit. Who you got?
All right, so...
Oh, shit.
So the Saturday games were dog shit.
But Mariota scored
the
first
Sunday
seven,
games
were
And
he
really,
had everybody saying, oh, the Patriots losing 7-0.
That was the end of that. The Sunday games were fucking great. Yeah. That Jacksonville game was fucking really good. Yeah. You hate on Blake Bortles? I got to give him some props.
Blake
Bortles
ain't had a fucking thing to do with that bullshit.
Fournette's the man.
LSU graduate and the fucking defense. My fucking grandfather, who'd been dead for I don't know how long, could have fucking did that same shit Blake Bortles
did. When are you ever going to... If he beats the Patriots, do you give him credit?
No. All right. Not at all.
All right.
Because I've seen
him. Why do you hate on him so much?
He reminds me of the Cutlers. He reminds me of the, who else? Tannehills. It's them over fucking hyped for too long when a motherfucker like old boy who used to quarterback for Jacksonville, who was really good with a bunch of shitty teams, the fucking black dude with the little gap in his teeth. What was that fucking dude name? Right. See what I'm saying? Because y'all ain't get a man no fucking credit. Y'all wrote the fucking dude off. But now Blake Bortles literally got your defense, motherfucker. He got on the Seahawks. That's who they remind me of. The young gun motherfuckers. And they know that. That's who they remind me of.
They do.
And with that defense, Russell Wilson's grandmother could probably win the fucking Super Bowl.
Okay. So, the Jacksonville game was good. And then the Saints game, I didn't get a chance to watch it.
You really didn't see
Please tell me what happened. Please, please tell me why you ain't.
You didn't see that at all? Nope. You really didn't see
that? I didn't see anything. I saw them getting beat, and I was like, I had to leave.
Marcus Williams, who I have a lot of love
for. I mean, I was like 14-0, and I'm like, oh, fuck, and I had to leave work.
Drew Brees, Sean Payton gave one of the best comeback performances I've seen in a long time.
Explain.
Kamala is, Alvin Kamara, he's great. We were down at halftime, and everybody was patting me on the shoulders and shit, like, oh, man, Saints losing, da-da-da. And I was like, man, that's a lot of football left to be played.
Mm-hmm. And especially
with
Brees.
When you see Drew start doing that shit with his shoulder, start shaking that shit off, it's like he's shaking the devil off. You know, you got to watch him.
For real.
For real. And oh, we'll be back next year, but that's a whole nother subject. But what happened was, let's just get to the end. Fuck it. Fuck the small talk. We down. No, we're up. Drive. We down. Drew take him down. Lutz hit a field goal. Beautiful. 25 seconds. Too much time.
It was like 24 or 23,
I
said right?
That. Too much time. Case Keenum, who I do have a lot of respect for, as an underdog type of
We've always kind of like shouted him
out. Yeah, shout out to Case Keenum. Marcus Williams, I like you. You know that. He's going to be one of the best cornerbacks for a long time. All he had to do is wrap the man up. He froze.
Who was it, Diggs?
Diggs is fucking great.
Was it Diggs that caught that touchdown?
Okay. Stephon Diggs. He caught the ball. Literally beat all. I promise you, all you have to do, he can catch the ball. Just tackle him.
Yeah.
He
trip
went,
him up.
He went shoulder first. It was like an elementary school kid. He was like, what the? He was like, his mind went blank. And Diggs did a 1-2. And I said, that motherfucker about to score. And I knew nobody was behind him because I don't know what defense. I thought they was running prevent. But I was like, it's nobody back there. Williams runs into the other fucking cornerback and the game over.
That's it.
And I wasn't even mad because I got a Super Bowl.
I still think that I think
the for 2 seconds.
I think the Vikings are going to fucking kill
for
the
two
Eagles.
Seconds. I said, oh, I got a Super Bowl. And I believe, oh, they're coming back with a vengeance. Oh, now they know like what Kamara can do. What. It's like, okay, let's do this shit for real. Let's run this shit for real one time.
Super Bowl 50 Broncos with Peyton Manning. An older quarterback. He's not in his prime. He's coming but a little down. No, he's good. He's good.
Dude, that motherfucker's still slinging.
He's number two behind Favre and Manning right now for like our yards and touchdowns. Yeah. But
he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'd agree with that. But he's nearing the end of his prime, let's say
he is. But I give him another 2 years. He could do Super Bowl possibility.
Everybody could have said that Brady was in his prime 3 years ago, and right. Look at the fucking
guy. And Drew's only, what, 37?
39. Today.
I take that.
40 today. Today is 39.
Shout out to Drew.
Okay. So, our games this weekend are Vikings.
And that defense is real, though.
The Vikings at the Eagles. I'm going to say Vikings.
I'm not going to be an asshole. I'm going to say Vikings, too.
Yeah. And then I'd say Patriots over the Jacksonville
Jaguars. I'm going to say Patriots, but I'm going to say next year, if Jaguars draft, who I told you they should draft, my man from Louisville, he's from Florida, y'all.
This is the problem. If he gets them to the Super Bowl, they can't get rid of him.
That's not true. He's that bad. You have to watch Bortles play. He's that
bad. I've seen him play. It's not great.
No. Brandon, I would take Tannehill, and Tannehill's fucking terrible. I would take Smoking Jay on any day.
Okay. I get you, but I'm just saying, like,
you know what saved Blake? He finally realized.
If it was Jags versus Eagles, I'd be like really interested.
I would.
I really would be because
I mean, I would definitely watch
number
it.
Number one, Jacksonville's never been there. Right. And then who the fuck would have thought the Eagles would have went without Carson Wentz?
But you know what's going to be the shitty part of it? Minnesota and
New England,
and they're going to beat them in their fucking stadium. They're going to beat them bad. They're not going to just beat them. They're going to beat them like 45-17 because Bill Belichick is going to say, oh, it's the first time that somebody's hosted a Super Bowl. Y'all need to go out there and fucking kill them.
And they probably will.
And they probably will. And I really believe that. I was like, I see like 42-17.
Because this, I mean, from all the reports and everything, this could be the end of an era with them.
I see 42-17. The dude, Patricia took the job, or she's taking the job, the Lions.
It's sort of
Josh McDaniels might be taking what's...
who knows how much longer Brady's got left. Belichick supposedly wants a New York job.
Let's do it.
Let's
go out there and smash them one more time and have a drink afterwards and everybody say, damn, we had a fucking ball.
Yeah. You take your personal trainer out and he doesn't convert anybody into his weird
beliefs.
And he don't
cure cancer and with water and sweat.
Hey, you could say whatever the fuck you want. If this guy has been with Brady and Brady's playing this well at 40-something years old, I want his number.
He's his child's godfather. You know how serious that is?
Give me his number if this guy is doing these
kinds of things. Courtney's daughter is my godchild. That means they have a bond that will never be broken.
Mm-hmm. Saying. All right.
Damn. I like that Jacksonville defense, though.
Those Sunday games are fucking good.
Oh, I was saying. So I'm going to give Borders his credit. You know what he did finally realize?
What?
That he is one of the more athletic quarterbacks. And he was running his ass off. And
that's what you need to start doing.
You're right. Because throwing, he fucking sucks. I was like,
he could do little dump-offs here and there. You know?
He will miss a dump-off. You'd be like, God damn.
But when you got Fournette and you fake it, let Fournette take, you know, like take the bait and you could roll out.
Right.
Yeah, on a swing kind
of thing. Oh, he definitely spent the offseason. You know, he lost all that weight and shit, too. So I give him props on that shit. He's just not, you know. But if he could go win a fucking Super Bowl, I'll get a fucking Jaguar.
The fact that they got this far already solidifies that they're going to keep him.
I'm not thinking they're not going to keep him. It's like a Tannehill. Something will happen and they'll have, because it's not. Who the fuck really paid all that money? They gave Tannehill like 70-something million dollars.
Yeah, it was silly.
A fucking tight end, a wide receiver. Get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
No, it's stupid.
Shout out to Smoking Jay. Why you always hating? Why you hating?
So, not only was it whose birthday? Drew Brees. Today represents two anniversaries.
Okay.
You get ready for this one.
I definitely don't know who the fuck this is.
25 years of both things.
Okay.
NBA Jam, Demolition Man.
Wow,
Demolition Man. On this day, 25 years.
Demolition Man is a movie.
Hang on, I'm going to start with NBA Jam.
Okay.
Because we're doing sports.
But we did NBA Jam a couple weeks ago.
I'm just saying, 25 motherfucking years ago, that game came out and changed.
It changed the world.
Sports.
Changed the world.
He's on fire.
Changed the world.
Yeah. I want to say, was it Dick Vitale who did the fucking voice?
No. It was some generic ass dude. Yeah.
Well, good for him. He should have like $1 million.
You're right. He should have a shit. He should be like Michael Buffer, like getting a million every time he say, he's on fire.
Absolutely. So Demolition Man's on AMC yesterday.
And tell me you watched the shit.
I'm watching it at work. Now, remember, this is on TV, so it's not.
Right.
They cut some stuff out and they bleep certain things. What a fucking good movie, dude.
Cheers. Fucking, I was hoping you wasn't going on no negative. God damn. I bought that DVD a couple years ago. I smoked something, and I sat there, and like my grown man took a shower, like cooled down. I was like, God damn, this is a good... Wesley was at his prime, Stallone was at his... I was like, what the fuck?
Those two are very over the top in the movie, but it worked.
But the people surrounding
it. Yeah, it works. Benjamin Bratt.
Yeah.
Or Benjamin, what's,
that's
yeah,
it, Brett, Benjamin yeah. Brett.
And then I just, one thought I had was Sandra Bullock was fucking pretty hot.
She was. That's when she was like,
I always Charlize like, why is everybody hot? Like, when she was with Jesse James and he was like fucking bitches and then like.
And fucking Nazi and I'm like, flags and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't get Sandra Bullock, but like watching a movie, I'm like, yeah, I kind of.
Oh no, she was a Charlize Theron.
She wasn't like a sex symbol, but like, she was like, all right.
She was a fucking sex symbol. You're forgetting.
Pamela Anderson.
No, but they had her like as a... She was right. Halle Berry was the black woman.
Hallelujah.
She was the white woman at one time, yeah.
But the way that movie like pinned the future... Now, not 1996 when the stupid thing with the LA riots that they portray in the movie happened.
It was great.
Okay.
It was great.
It's kind of silly. But the future...
It was great.
Every car has navigation and Siri in it. It's not called Siri, but they have it. Everybody has iPads.
Right.
Okay. Everybody has little head pieces.
Bluetooth, yeah.
I mean, they totally forecasted all these things. And then, there's another. What's it? Oh, even the cars that they drive look like the cars that are made now, like that new BMW, that stupid, that ugly one. They look like that.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, this movie's 25 years
old. Oh, no, they stole that directly from that. I really believe that somebody was influenced directly by that movie. When I first saw that concept of that car, I was like, that's the fucking car from Demolition Man.
That's crazy. I mean, if it is, I mean,
that's like they stole hoverboards and shit from Back to the Future. It definitely was like, oh, yeah, we were influenced by that shit.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, it just, all, like, the little nuances of the film. And also, like, how, like, you can't say certain things, you get a fine for it. And it was just, it's very interesting that, like, that long ago, they predicted these things.
And Wesley had gold hair.
Yeah, he looked like Carlton when he tried to be Macaulay Culkin.
Right, but think about how many people look like that now.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Why are you hating? Please tell me why you always in.
All right. Well, okay. I'm glad you like Demolition Man. I actually watched a bunch of things. How about, did you watch anything that was interesting of note?
Movie-wise, what did I watch?
I did watch something. You got to stop doing that when we do the iPhone, dude. I can hear it the whole fucking time.
You can hear the fucking boots being crafted, too, in the background.
Who I know. You can hear me fucking a pig.
Keep it going. I don't remember what I saw. God.
All right. So, right before you got here, I watched Rogue One. I haven't seen it. And I don't know why. I'm such a Star Wars guy, but I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, is that good. Did you see it?
I saw it in the movie there. Yeah.
That was a good one, dude. It was, like, kind of dark and, like, motherfuckers get, like, tossed up like that scene with Darth Vader just slicing people up. Listen, I'm sure you guys have seen it a year or two ago.
Yeah.
But, like, fuck, it was like a really dark.
Did you see the new one?
No.
I didn't see the new one either.
I want to really bad, but
there's a couple things.
Just Darth Vader slicing people up and like people just getting smoked, and it was like a darker, like, I don't know. I really liked it.
There's a couple things in movies I want to see. So.
And I saw yesterday, per Uncle Luke's recommendation, make sure you guys listen to Live from the 405. We're not on the same network anymore, but that doesn't mean
you can't. He out of
jail? I guess he's out on a bail.
Work release.
Okay. Yeah, he's building the wall.
I'm building the wall, okay.
Okay. Brawl in Cell Block 99.
Brawl in Cell Block 99. I've never heard of
it. I didn't hear of it. He told me to watch it, and it was fucking great.
What is it? Give me oh, shit. Sell me on it so I can go watch it.
Very easy. Vince Vaughn. Okay.
Oh my God, I saw the trailer for that. That's the one, he the badass. I know what the fuck he's talking about.
There you go.
I was like, what the
but
fuck
But hang on, is this? Okay, so let me give you a log line.
Yeah, go ahead, because I just saw it the other day. And was so like, basically, what the fuck
okay, a guy who loses his job, about to lose his marriage, has to go into dealing drugs.
Yeah.
Gets busted, has to go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, takes time like a man. Okay, doesn't rat anybody out, any kind of shit like that.
Yep.
But now they catch his wife because of the shit that went bad in the heist. And they say, you got to kill this guy who's at a different jail, so he has to get transferred to that jail. Mm-hmm. How do you get transferred to the badass jail is you got to do some fucked up shit.
At the jail, yeah.
Okay. Once you're in that jail, you got to kill this guy.
Okay.
That's the whole plot of the movie. It's like some Charles Bronson type, like,
shout out to Uncle Luke, because Uncle Luke gonna know this. It's like some penitentiary type shit. You remember the movie Penitentiary?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to motherfucking Uncle Luke, gonna definitely be nodding his head like, that's a real G right there.
Yo,
Penitentiary 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
If there's anything I've ever told you to watch, I want you to watch this for next episode. Just chill till then and then tell me about
it. It's on Netflix?
Yeah. No, it's Amazon Prime.
I'll check it out.
Do you got Amazon Prime?
Nah, but that's the one with the Fire Stick?
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah. I've been thinking about looking into that.
I don't know why you don't. Do you have Amazon Prime, like, to order shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Then just get the fucking Fire Stick. All the shit's free.
Shout out to Vince Vaughn, because in True Detective, I liked him.
That's what he said. He said he loved him in True Detective Season 2, and that's why he watched this movie.
Yeah.
And the same guy who did this did
YG, why
Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk.
that came out like last year. It was like a Western that's like super violent. Like this guy, it is so fucking violent. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, without ruining anything.
Yeah, please.
There's just a scene.
YG getting a lot of love in this one.
There's a scene just where he like, it almost like the curb stomping scene from American History X. Yeah. But instead of that, just drags the guy's face across the fucking
thing. All right, man. You can't be telling me all that. You don't like moments. Damn. You didn't took my whole moment. You don't usually do that. You usually go around I'll give you
one.
Another one?
What Luke said was they had to use probably 6 prosthetic heads in this movie. That's how fucking violent.
Man, and that's that real Charles Bronson shit. We used to see Steven Seagal cutting the dreadlock head off. All that shit.
Oh, dude. It's fucking a guy's movie. It's brutal.
Check it out.
And Vince Vaughn, I gotta give
him credit. So you said, I just make a request for the fucking stick? Everybody watching that fucking fire stick. I was like, God damn.
Just order one. It's like $20.
Oh.
Remember last time you were fucking talking about it, I said just go online and get it.
But why are you always hating? What the fuck?
Why? Please. I'm saying,
you better name this one the rights. You fucking
get the okay for all the fucking work I took in to get this goddamn podcast up. This asshole, I'm trying to. I'm like, dude, it's not coming up. I can't get the fucking RSS feed. The guy from the Libsyn, Derek or whatever.
It might have been a Blake Bortles fan.
It probably is. He's like, all right, well, you got to do this. He goes, you might want to put more thought into your titles. I'm like, thanks, guy.
He's like, you dumb white Neanderthal. You might want to fucking name it something better than liquor license, you piece of shit.
Thanks, dickhead. Yeah, let me change that.
You know you're listening right now just to see if you was going to mention that shit.
Yeah.
But shout out to you, homie.
Yeah, well, thanks for helping me, actually, because he did help me.
We equal opportunity over here. We like taking shots from people. We give them right back. You heard?
I feel you. I feel you, playa. Hey, playa.
That's the best one when you do that one. Hey, playa. I was like, you sound like the gayest black gangster ever. Hey, playa.
All right, so I want you to watch it. And
you remember when Cat Williams was possibly getting his dick stuck in the parking lot of your job?
Yeah, and he was like, hey, playa.
And he came in, and he had to do... I was like, damn, this really Cat.
He looked like coked or
he looked like they had a coke orgy in the car, and it was like, he felt good. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why? Yeah, they were doing something. They were doing something not legal.
Not legal
at the time, and or now.
At the time,
and just saying.
Shout out to Cat.
I started watching the new Chappelle stand up, and I'm like, I paused it because I'm like, fuck, I wanted to watch it with her, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll save it. But the way it starts out, I'm already like, fuck yes. I already like how this starts.
He on this shit again, man. I hope he get a show. I'm not gonna lie. I hope he.
I don't. I, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think he wants one.
No, I know he said that, but I don't want to see him on a show like he had. I want to see him on like a sitcom. I want to see him do something that like something different.
I don't think so, man. I think that he's gonna be more of. I think he's starting this. Not starting. I mean, he's done the trend, but these Netflix because every motherfucker. My uncle has a fucking Netflix comedy special right now. Well, I mean,
Aziz Ansari just got accused of sexual assault.
Okay.
Like, who accuses him of sexual assault?
Who even wants to fuck that guy?
No, he eats Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ugh. Sucks. That guy stinks. I hate that guy. He's terrible.
Why you hate? Please tell me why.
Play. Hey, playa.
Hey, playa.
But like... No, I think he's gonna do like
it's the best. He gonna just keep taking $60 million a year.
Yeah,
he's just gonna keep saying another 60.
When you see this, when you see the start of this one, I think you're gonna get what I'm saying. I don't think he wants to do Hollywood shit. I don't think he cares.
I don't want to see him do no Hollywood. I want to see him do some.
He's trying to be shit. Like George Carlin because Carlin said, one comedian writes one good hour.
Yep.
Their life.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlin put out how many good hours? Chappelle is on that fucking level where he's like, fuck it. I'm better than Chris Rock. I'm better than fucking Bill Burr. I'm better than Louis C.K.
But you know who said Carlin is his goal? Kevin Hart. He said he's not stopping until he break Carlin's record for the
difference is Kevin Hart, and he even mentions Kevin Hart. I watched 4 minutes. I have this much information.
Yeah.
He mentions Kevin Hart, and he fucks with him.
Which one is it? Equanimity or the other one?
Okay. That one. And when he comes out,
I like that he's giving us material though. That's all I care about.
Wait, I almost would want to put on like the first 4 minutes.
That part.
What?
Schoolboy Q.
What?
What's that green jacket for?
Oh, that's hers.
That's a nice color.
You know, that's when she shaves her head into a mohawk and wants to shoot a senator.
Remy, and do Remy? Remy.
Not Remy. Remy, that's a taxi driver, dickhead.
No, I'm talking about Remy, though. Fuck yeah. Man. I ain't go that far back. Fuck. I'm trying to get Sorry. Remy. I'm at least 92, 94 or some shit. God damn.
So, all right. Well, we went through some stuff there. MLK Day, huh? NBA Jam? Demolition Man? Exciting stuff, bud.
Fucking stupid. He changed MLK Day to Malcolm X.
Well, it should be.
MLK family, like, damn, we can't have nothing.
He had all kinds of illegitimate kids and fucked all these ladies. And Malcolm X didn't.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, man. John F. Kennedy fucking Marilyn Monroe, a pussy stank, all this other shit. Ain't nobody got time for all that shit.
Her pussy stank?
I don't know, man. Just keep
you think it did?
Shout out to Uncle Luke.
Just come on.
Uncle Luke, give us a verification on that.
Do you think her pussy stank? I don't think
so. I think so.
Yeah?
I think so.
Hey, man, one time I smelled mom's pussy and it smelled gross. Then I took a big steaming shit for Elliot Wilcox. It's me, Saucy Iguana. Elliot. Welcome to 2018, no. Bitch.
Elliot, like, you know what? I got to stop listening to this shit.
Elliot, just delete.
They're just picking on me.
He just hits delete. He's like, unsubscribe. They're
just picking on me at this point. And Elliot, I still like you. Just remember, the black guy likes you. Ebony likes you.
But remember, Ivory doesn't. He doesn't like black people.
Damn, Elliot. It's fucking log off, man. That's fucked up.
I'm just kidding.
That's fucked up.
He doesn't celebrate MLK Day.
That's fucked up.
He celebrates Malcolm X Day like a true fucking American. Well, Australian, sorry. But
fucking Aussie Rules Football Day. That's
what he celebrates. Boxing Day. What do you do over there, Elliot?
We really losing a listener fucking with this conversation.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, buddy.
That's fucked up.
And we shout out his full name, too.
Yeah. Everybody Googling this like, oh, the dude in Australia, he really is Elliot Wilcox.
And he's got a big dong. I'll tell you, one time I was in Australia, I met this guy named Elliot Wilcox. He played Australian rules football.
You have.
And I sucked him off.
You have lost a subscriber. I just want to
make sure. He's fine. He'll probably enjoy it. Nobody else listens. We just looked at the fucking feed. Two downloads. I mean, nobody.
You ever just like think about like, man, it's good. It's good to be alive.
What the fuck? What are you, fucking D?
It's like that Booch era, you know what I mean? It's like we were.
You're on like that D level
we
right
from
now.
From that Sparks level, now we like on that Booch level, like 7.0.
Like that Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain type
like that
shit.
Jimmy Hendrix era.
Christopher Columbus type shit, you know?
Nobody will get that reference. They're the only like, one to get that
everybody
reference.
Everybody like, okay, what time is
they're
it?
They're like, wow.
We have to go to work.
We got another half an hour of this nonsense?
Like, damn. I actually got a job and I listen to these stupid motherfuckers. Nah, we're pretty good though. Yeah. Shout out to the people.
I don't know. I don't know about this one. This one's off the rails.
Nah,
this one's off the rails like a Amtrak to Seattle.
It's just getting cranked up. Like Jacksonville defense. It's just getting cranked up.
It's like the commuter.
Big Deeps. Shout out to Liam. Liam Neeson says.
I heard he's got a big dong.
No, I heard you say something about the sexual assault. It's like a witch hunt at this point. It's like me on a train. It's like a witch hunt at this point. Damn, Liam. It's deep, huh?
What, did he get accused?
No, it's just some other.
Oh.
His friends.
I think all the viewers should accuse him because of his big dong in his pants. We could have a class action lawsuit.
We're not popular. We are nowhere on the accusations chart. I mean, we just ain't do shit.
Yeah, but I don't accuse anybody. Do you want me to start? No, should we start it? You want me to like just say something like crazy?
No, I'm just saying like that we don't have no power. We can't promise somebody like a shout out on the podcast to
more like, power,
get
more power.
Blowing out
my girl got
something.
Horsepower. Saying.
Two Chainz.
No, we have no
Two Chainz.
Do you think Two Chainz is a good rapper? I mean, in your heart of hearts.
I do,
please.
I ain't gonna lie. You go listen to some of that shit.
Please.
Be like, God damn.
Who's better, Two Chainz or YG?
I like YG for the gangster shit, but 2 Chainz got some metaphorical shit sometimes. You'd be like, okay.
I always thought he was, like, awful, much like Lil Wayne.
Man, but you go listen to that shit, much like Lil Wayne. Why are you going to sneak that in? Weezy was one of the fucking best ever to
Lil
do Weezy.
That Wobbly Wobbly. Saying.
Damn, Weezy been wrong since Wobbly Wobbly. That's crazy.
It was like 15 at the time, I think. And you were fucking one of his chicks.
Man, shout out to Weezy.
Let me hear that story.
Nope.
Let's tell that story, bud. Come on. You wanted the juice. Wobbly, you want the juice now. Let's go. Tell me.
You wanted the juice now.
Tell me. You were nailing the chick that...
Hey, he making up... Don't... Hey, I'm not getting into none of that shit. See? Wobbity, wobbity.
You wanted the juice.
Wobbity, wobbity, drop.
You the man now, dog.
Shout out to Boots.
I just added like 6 movies into one. Hey, man.
I was watching Juice the other day when Brandon was at work. I took a huge steaming shit in heaven. It's me, Salsa the Iguana.
I gotta say that Omar Epps, he really does well in that film. I can't believe he coaches the Steelers now. Alright, thanks, Salsa.
I can't believe we still have not confirmed that Salsa the Iguana is dead. Why are you just giving
it the fuck? It's gotta be dead.
You said it lived to be like 276.
No, like 20 years. Like it's got, Salsa, if you're alive, good. But if you're not, I assume you're not. I'm sorry.
I thought you was. If you're alive, go suck a dick or something.
Oh, no, I wouldn't tell Salsa to suck a dick. What the fuck? Fuck you, man. I'm not sucking any dicks. It's me, Salsa the Iguana. I'll tell you what. I'll take the dick sucking from Salsa.
I think they know the vibe different when it's at nighttime. I think they could tell, like.
I was trying to get you earlier, doggy.
I can't as soon as I got off.
Plus, did you see the new? Did you see the new graffiti on the wall underneath the light switch? Underneath the light switch.
Like a brother thug, like IBS. Yeah. Pac down his stomach shit.
I wonder if Pac had IBS.
Poop over jizz. Just remember that. Poop over jizz.
Poop over jizz, guys. That's the way that we're living our lives from now on.
Cooper, I'll start looking good radio. Why the fuck they hate? Please tell me why you always hate. Why you hate?
I crossed it out.
He like, it's done. Well, it's suicide done. Mission. He like,
it's done. It's fucking done.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's been done. It's been done for years, but I'm saying like the website's officially done.
No,
like,
that's true. Dang.
Instead of erasing, I just crossed it out. I thought that was more of
that a... That is more gangster.
That was like me kneeling. That was my black fist for MLK / Malcolm X Day.
What about James Baldwin and
who?
Some other people.
James Baldwin? Is it Steven's brother? Is that Alec's brother? Huh? Guy.
That's sad. White people only want to know like 2 black people.
Fuck you. I know Stokey Carmichael.
You ever been to the Gold Coast before? You ever ate kangaroo meat? You haven't, huh?
Is this a thing? I know Stokey Carmichael, dog. I know fucking, Tukey.
Elliot Wilcox.
I know Tukey.
That's sad we just keep saying that man's name. That's fucked up.
Yeah, rest in peace to him. Tukey. No.
Damn.
No, he's a man. Goddamn. Stokey Carmichael. Who's
I hope Elliot know that we fucking really like
him. We're goofing around. I love the fact that we have an awesome Australian.
One awesome person that actually cares. Yeah, that's why.
That's right. And he'll write to me how stupid or how good the show is. Who's the guy? Eldridge Cleaver.
Eldridge Cleaver, yeah.
That's what I was saying.
See, I passed Jim Brown today when I was going to
He was in the drop golfer?
Bentley. Nah, he was on the freeway.
Yeah? Was he getting his dick sucked?
Man, Jim Brown looked like he's feeling good.
He feels good, but when he walks, it's fucked.
Yeah, that's why he retired. He was in pain.
Yeah.
He was in pain.
Yeah, and it just continued throughout his career, even when he was in fucking, I'm going to get you sucker. I got a bunion.
Bunions, yeah. Bunions.
He actually has bunions.
Bunions,
I think.
Is a bitch, yeah.
So, this Saturday, part of Domesticated Brandon, we went to IKEA. Okay. And I'm good. Okay, I have a statement here. Hang on, I wrote this out.
Oh, shit. Lee Harvey Oswald is giving a statement, guys, on Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. Fuck IKEA and its ass. All right, there's the statement from the liquor license for IKEA. Yo, fuck that store. Fuck the way they set it up. I hate it. I had such anxiety.
You've never been there before?
I have, and I hated it that time, too. Like, you can't just go, like, okay, you go into a store, let's say...
No, it's a maze.
CVS.
You
got
to get
you go to CVS, you get the fucking prescription you want, or you get like the cold medicine.
You go to IKEA. You have to go through the maze. You have to get to the prize. You have to get to the food court.
Like 20 minutes in, I'm starting to get panicky, and it's like you are here, and it's like number 6, and it's like it ends at number 27. I'm like, holy shit, we have that many more levels to go through of this fucking place. Fuck this. Don't you know what you want? And can't we... Is there a shortcut? I hate IKEA. Fuck IKEA.
Hating? Why are you always hating? Why are you
hating? No. Do they have cheaper shit? Do they have okay stuff?
Yeah.
Sure.
Which I was looking for.
That's where she got the nightstands and the lamps.
Oh, okay.
And that new mat for outside.
Why you always hating? Why you hating?
But, like, fuck that store. I mean, I get it. Like, okay, you got to walk, so, like, you're enticing people to buy more shit. But a guy like me, I don't want that, so I never want to go back there again. I'd rather just go into, like, a super Walmart or some kind of shit like that and just get what the fuck I want. I don't like this. I have to walk in your pattern with fucking arrows.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
It's very odd.
It is crazy, man.
I don't like it.
And the food is at the end, like it's a reward. Some shit. I'm like,
very. It's like, yeah, yo. It's
very mind-fucking.
It's their idea of like.
It is. No,
a mice trap.
Yeah, I told you that it's a maze. It is. I remember the first time I went, I was like, oh, this is a game. Oh, they literally.
Have you gone to that new one in Burbank?
Yeah.
Since they opened it?
Set up like a game.
Because they had the one, and that one I had gone to. This one I haven't gone to. It went further down San Fernando.
Yeah.
God damn.
Why you always hate? Why you hating?
Too bad we already played that song, or else that song of the week. Then since I've been working, so I got like, I don't have extra money.
Yeah. But are you balling, bitch? Oh, yeah. You balling?
I'm balling.
Give me a double burger with cheese, motherfucker.
Oddly enough, I had one today from Five Guys. Yesterday, I ordered Firehouse Subs. You ever have that?
No, I've seen it. It's on Lincolnshire.
Yo, that I'm writing it down. Liquor license endorsed. Please be a sponsor. Please, please. Why I always hate. Firehouse Subs.
I would say that.
It was the best sub. I had a meatball one. And it was like fucking perfect. It was like.
And it was the best?
That I've had in like, out of a place like that.
Like Travis Best, the point guard for Georgia Tech back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking Brother Best. I didn't know one. I was thinking Travis Scott, but he's like a singer.
I was thinking Best of the. You're the best.
That's like the official Weird Fellas, huh?
Yeah.
There's another best.
It's a couple.
You're the best.
I'm the best, yeah.
It fucking.
Drake said he's the best I've ever had. I don't
know where that came from. Guys, it is late, just so you know. This is why this is happening.
Yeah.
It's not like we're normally like this, but we normally are like this.
Yeah.
That was a non-point. Anyways, so fuck IKEA. And Firehouse Subs.
And since it was Mother of the King Day, fuck the Ku Klux Klan, motherfucker.
Oh, right in your asses,
in
dude.
In their asses, and in their hood, in their eyeballs, on their hoods.
Call Malcolm X Day, guys, just so you know. I'm officially changing it. I'm a white man. I can change things. Okay. I'm changing it to Malcolm X Day.
Are you part of the Trump campaign administration?
I made a call to Donnie.
Ooh.
And I said, listen.
The real Donald Trump? At the real Donald Trump? Wait, no, because I'm serious. Are you talking about at the real Donald Trump? Oh,
you
want
to get the juice, son.
At the real.
Q. I never did my end like Pac did Q. Bitch, who do you love? I'm saying I called
damn,
him.
Damn. All that's missing is YG sitting at this table. He like, damn. We couldn't have planned this shit out. We don't have notes on YG. Like, he would be like, damn.
Yo, it's funny you mention that. Hang on. Come on out.
Come on out. YG. All right.
So YG's here. I'm gonna interview YG.
Bitch, who you love?
So, YG, what does YG stand for?
Young gangster.
Okay. Ooh-hoo-hoo. How young are you? What how old are you?
I ain't young. Mid-20s or some shit. I don't know.
Why?
I'm still young, I guess.
Yeah. Bitch, who do you love? Would your mom be happy to hear that song? I mean, it seems.
As long as I get the paper.
Okay. All right. What is the favorite song you've ever recorded and you made the best of?
Bitch, who do you love?
Yeah. Did you tell your bitch who do you love? Bitch, or did you get cheated on and then you said that or
bitch,
what?
Who do you love?
In the video, it seems like you're having a conversation with your female and then you leave the house. Did that actually happen or was that just a video?
I said, bitch, who do you love?
Then did you say, I'm that N? My bank account got six figures,
yeah.
Does your bank account still have six figures?
My Bank of America do.
Okay, but you have other banks.
Yeah. But I'm a Bank of America.
Why would you? Bank of America seems like it's a shitty bank.
Yeah.
But you only have six figures. I mean, that's not something to brag about. Most people talk about millions and stuff.
Most people broke, though.
I mean, but like Jay-Z, he talks about having millions of dollars.
Bitch, who do you love?
All right, thanks, YG.
Thank you.
And that concludes our YG discussion for the day, guys. All right, Courtier, welcome back.
It's about to be Black History Month.
How was the piss?
You know it's about to be Black History Month.
Yeah, because it's the shortest month.
That's sad.
That's such a white guy thing to go to.
I'm telling you, man, white people just keep fucking
up. And then they go, well, there's not a White History Month, bro. There's not a White History every month. This
the other 11.
All right, try Firehouse Subs. Shout out.
What you had? Meatball?
Yeah, it was meatball. It was fucking delicious.
You went somewhere in Lancaster?
No, I had it Uber Eats. They brought it to me.
Oh, shit.
When I was at the store.
How much did it charge for that?
Normally, it's like $4, but I had like a free one. So it was like, for the sub, it was $7.
Like, you got a tip?
You don't have to. I didn't. I'm it's fucking...
Who do you love?
All right, I'm going to have to change Song of the Week, I guess. Again, we're going to play that song? No, I'm not doing it. I already got a Song of the Week, so fuck you. I'm not...
So you keep fighting the feeling.
All right. Are you ready for Rap Dissection?
Don't you stop it. Don't you stop. Stop the music.
All right.
You don't really want to stop. So, no.
Now, what the fuck was the last one we did? Oh, ice cream.
It's ice cream.
Yeah. This is
pecan chocolate deluxe.
This is Respiration by Black Star featuring Common.
What the fuck? I've never heard this fucking
Yes, song. You have. Okay, hang on.
You don't really want to stop.
Right, hold up, G-Funk Era, Funk out with a gangster twist. I swear you've heard this song. Eat my fucking balls, dude. Not you.
I wasn't.
I'll tell you. Someone told me to eat his balls one time. And I went to town. Oh. And then I bit off one of them.
Dang.
It was Anthony Munoz. Rest in peace.
No!
I think I just go to Collinsworth when I'm trying to do something.
To fill a space. It's a space filler. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you've heard this song.
You're going to need napkins, brother.
As soon as you hear the beat, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. I'm not playing the whole fucking song. I'm just going to do the lyrics. It's a good jam, though. Hey, we're gonna let it ride for a second. Let this ride, guys.
Like a 6-4 Impala. Holla.
Okay, so now let's do lyrics. I bet nobody likes. Do you think anybody likes this bit that we do? Should we stop doing it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Would you last night? We did two whole cars. Okay, that's that whole intro. Escuchaba, La Ciudad. Which is, listen to it, the city is breathing. Huh, that's kind of cool. All right. Mos Def, Mighty Mos. What's his name now? He's got some kind of fucking...
Yasin B. Bang. Okay.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis. Shining like who on top of this?
Ooh.
People was tussling, arguing and bustling.
Ooh.
Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas... My ears is picky, seeking what will transmit. The scribes can apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight alive, let's ascribe the inscrutable.
Ooh.
All right. There's a lot going on in that.
But it's still simplistic, though.
But it's good.
Yeah, it's
good. I like how he's...
I like Mos, though, man. I like
Mos or Talib.
I'm Mos, you know that. You Talib, you always say that shit.
Well,
you put me up. Well,
okay. Mos, Talib, or Common, because all three are on the song.
And you would say Common.
Well, just because if there was one guy in the world I'd want to be, it would be fucking Common.
You always say that shit. I'm like, I do not want to be Common.
He's a fucking handsome man.
I think I look better than Common on this worst.
I don't know, bud.
Why are you always hating? Why are you hating? Please tell me why you always hating. What kind of shit is this?
All right. Tonight alive, let's ascribe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We love New York, the narcotic.
Ooh.
Strength in metal and fiber optics.
Mm.
Where mercenaries is paid to trade hot stock tips.
Ooh.
For profits, thirsty criminals take pockets.
Ooh. I mean, he got that heat fucking coming off that screen right now.
Hard knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers is Colossus. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you play or die. No options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. Oh. They both partners. They all heartless.
Shout out to Chris Evans. You hurt?
No.
No, I mean, what's the other one? Chris something. CSI with LL Cool J.
But, yo, but shout out to Chris Evans, too.
What's that dude's name? Chris something. He played Robin.
Oh, Chris Fuckface.
That's fucked up, man. I was thinking you were going to give me a real name.
Oh, Chris, bend down and get your asshole licked
up. I know he's going fucking midnight episodes, man.
All right. With no conscience, back streets stay darkened. Where unbeliever hearts stay hardened. My eagle talons stay sharpened. Like city lights stay throbbing.
Is it ironic that he molested these dudes and all this other shit?
Wait, most of?
And he called them Backstreet Boys? That's crazy, huh? He went up there
back. What the fuck are you talking about?
We was talking about Lou last time. Lou Pearlman.
Oh, yeah,
he went
up
there back streets. That's crazy. He was toying with the world the whole time.
The fuck is that guy's name? Chris White? No, it's in my head. Okay, I'm finishing this. All right. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweet. And if you choose to eat, you could lose your teeth. Many crews retreat.
People from New York really love New York. That's a beautiful thing.
They shout out
New York. New York like
And I'm telling you, it's a hidden thing because, not a hidden thing. Obviously, we're saying it right now.
Right.
It doesn't happen anymore. There's like
you're right.
Really no New York rappers.
You're right.
New York rappers hit us up.
That's talking about New York, though. They used to be dropping Big Apples.
I'm talking like
Boogie Down Bronx and fucking Manhattan.
What did we do a couple weeks ago? Diggable Planets.
Right.
They fucking you got
right.
They talked okay.
They made New York seem like somewhere you wanted to be. Like, damn, I gotta go to the NY and see what the fuck popping off.
All right, so Mos Def's verse ends with breathe out weed smoke, retrace the skyline, heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Ooh. Sigh before we die like the last train leaving.
Ooh.
Okay. Now we're going to hit the Talib verse. And you got to... Remember, I got to do it like a lisp. No, I'm not going to do it. All right. So they all kind of got the same feel of... They're talking about like how New York is alive.
Yeah.
And like the city moves and like... You can
got
just
pulse,
you can just be
baby.
Outside, but you feel it.
Got
and you know...
Pulse.
I'm not lying. I don't know if it was like that when you were there, but it does have that.
Every fucking time I've been in New York 3 times, that shit is alive. That shit is its own. California sometimes seems like it's settled down and you like living your life. New York is like, bitch, you better keep up. From whatever you're doing to, and I ain't talking about no massive or making big deals. I'm talking about just regular living. Like, damn, this city. Been operating before us and after us for a long ass time. So, shit, I definitely shout out to the NY, the Big Apple that I like to grapple and drink a Snapple.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't even on no baffle. All
right. Breathing in deep city breaths, sitting on shitty steps.
Ooh.
We stooped to new lows. Hell froze the night the city slept.
Ooh.
The beast crept through concrete jungles. Communication with one another.
Ooh.
And ghetto birds were waters
Ooh.
Fall. From the hydrants to the gutters, the beasts walk the beats, but the beats we be moving.
Oh.
You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken. Taking them plungers, plunging the death that's painted by the numbers, with Krylon applied pressure, cats is playing God. Whew, Talib Kweli.
Yeah, Talib always did like one up most on the like intellectual, flexual type shit.
All right. Get knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Look in the skies for God. What you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away on the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare, but everything is fair. Son of a bitch. Okay.
I fuck with to live.
Killers born naturally, like Mickey and Mallory. Line of the song.
Well, yeah, keep going. I can't say that already. You ain't get
not knowing. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary.
That's harder than Mickey and Mallory, right there.
Right. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary.
That was a good follow up line. I didn't expect that one after Mickey and Mallory.
Some cats be emceeing to illustrate what we be seeing. Hard to be a spiritual being when shit is shaking what you believe in. For trees that grow in Brooklyn, seeds need to be planted. And I'm asking you, feel me? And the crowd left me stranded.
He's like a real poetic motherfucker.
All right. It's his most different crew. So much in my mind, I just can't recline. Bless and hope. Okay. Common verse. All right.
Let's see. Could you,
all right. So far. Give me it. Who's up right now? Talib or Mos? I think
Talib had two quotables. So okay. I'll give Talib.
Okay. Yo. On the Amen corner, I stood looking at my former hood. Felt the spirit in the wind, knew my friend was gone for good. Through dirt on the casket, the hurt, I couldn't mask it. Mixing down emotions, struggle I hadn't mastered. I choreographed 7 steps to heaven and hell, waiting to exhale and make the bread leavened.
That's a pretty good line.
Veteran of a Cold War, it's Chicago for what I know or what's known. So some days I take the bus home, just to touch home. From the crib I spend months gone. Sat by the window with a clutch dome, listen to shorties cuss long. Young girls with weak minds, but they butt strong.
They butt strong. I remember that part. Yeah, no, Common got it. I remember this verse. I'm like, damn.
It's a dog-eat-dog world you got a mush on. Ooh, that's a good... That's a fucking line.
Dog-eat-dog world you got a mush on.
You got a mush on. Out of the city, they want us tearing down the Jecks, creating plush homes. My circumstances between Cabrini and Love Jones...
Shout out to Cabrini Greens, because I was out that motherfucker, and I had a cousin living in the Cabrini Green Projects, and I was like, damn!
That's in Chicago?
Chicago, yeah, that's okay. Quick.
All right. Deep, I heard my man breathe in his sleep. Of reality, I touch, but for me, it's hard to keep.
Damn.
And then, so, the fucking chorus is, so much my mind, I just can't recline. Blessing holes in the night, till she bled sunshine. Breathe in. Inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out. Weed smoke. Retrace the skyline. Yo, how the bass ride out like an ancient mating call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing.
Yeah, I think Common got that one. Talib was in second.
Talib was there.
Most was third. But I still fuck with Most before both of them.
Yeah. No. Wait, what? That's a hard call.
No. On the song?
I think Common has a better catalog than both
of them. But I like Most. I like Most approach to life. I like everything. I like his acting. I like it. And Common got a good resume, too. I think they're 3 fucking prime time.
That's a great... I mean, that's a good song. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like... I don't... Yeah, okay. I don't know, man. Maybe I only do this once a month. It seems like you're not into it anymore.
Nah, you know what it is? We're going to switch it up. I'm picking a song next week.
Ooh.
That'll make more sense.
And then are you going to read the song and then I have to give you something?
Because you're like Whitey Herzog right now. You're like watching all the Negro League players come in. You're like,
what is it? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Why do we wait?
My people in Australia get it, though.
No, I've been thinking about having you pick the song. No. All right, what if you pick the song and I just read it?
Nah, fuck that. I'm going to read, motherfucker.
Yeah, but I don't need your fucking... 2 cents then.
They don't give a fuck. They're tired of you. They won't hear the real
Who can be tired of me?
Rosa Parks, motherfucker. Malcolm Little. Rosa Parks. Fucking.
LCB's El Muhammad. LCB's El Muhammad.
Who else? Joel Osteen. All them motherfuckers. They're tired of your shit.
Who's Joel Osteen?
The priest. The preacher.
He's one of those guys, like, one of those, like, on the.
Evangelist.
What's that shit called? Like, the 700 Club? What does that even mean?
You white? I don't know. Shit.
How's that being white? I'm sure your mom gave money to him.
You fucking crazy. We Catholic. We don't do all that shit.
I thought, oh, what are they, like, Episcopalian or something?
Yeah, some other shit. All right.
Yeah. I don't know about any other religions except for, like, Lutheran.
I don't even know that one. Martin Lutheran the King? That's a good way to end the show right there. Martin Lutheran the King? That's what you tied it full circle.
You ain't never met
You ain't never met Dr. Martin Lutheran the King, motherfucker. Wait, no, you gotta come with something else first. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther and the King.
Yes, yeah, I did.
I walked around the corner.
No, you didn't.
We was on cartoon.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. But punch me in the chest. Dr. King. He said, I forgot what he said.
Great. Well, man. Good way to end the show. Well, I guess.
Fuck racist, bigots, prostitutes.
What can they do, my man?
Go fuck your face. These
rap niggas get all up in your guts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Who says it up?
Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. Seen you in pickings with a bunch of chickens, how you clicking? I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. She rock rope, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood, it turns me on like Vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love Hunt, check the strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Cross was done by Billie Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Ladies, the Yabu, small V6 shoe, caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, honey, don't mean no harm. Turn around again, goddamn, backyard's banging like a Benzie. If I were Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep, you're parting. That bitch been on my mind all week, but I'll back to you, Maybelline Queen. Let's make a team. You can have anything in this world except cream. So, what you wanna do? What you wanna do? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Woo.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. French vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Who tears it up?
Shaolin's finest. What up, boo? Peace, your highness. Yo, I'm lounging. Big dick style. Y'all niggas is the flyers. Moves you're making.